let me just say, we certainly appreciate all of those that participate in, and just to make sure that all understand, and I told Mark while we were there, and he said, do you want to sit up here with the committee? And Joe Marshall brought it up again, and I answered, was no. That's the BART committee. You all work for BART. I work for the people. So I'd rather sit right in that audience rather than sitting up in the front as though there's some air of agreement or authority with Reverend Buford or myself with what's being said. We leave the door open to criticize, to critique, to correct every step of the way. We'll go meet with you, but we don't work for you.
That's right.
Meaning BART. We work for you, the people, and we are certainly honored to do just that. Let me say, as we take some of your thoughts, comments, and prepare to wind down, we certainly see that the staff is working very hard to make our event ready for a meeting tomorrow. So we're going to take a few minutes to get your concerns, thoughts, or questions, but I want you to know that we have limited time because I don't want to interfere with the work that has to be done to make this building ready for the services on tomorrow morning. On the matter of the recall of the district attorney, we have signed, sealed, and delivered the recall forms with the DA. It appears as though when we give it to him, he must call down to the registrar's office and say that someone in the registrar's office finds something wrong on those forms. So we've taken the offensive position to say we're going to check every name, every registration, every address. We're going to validate it before we send it to the DA. So that has been done. And while we are there seeking justice for Mr. Mezzoli, we'll be right in the basement of Alameda County Courthouse making the final formal filing for the recall of District Attorney Tom Orloff for his failure to act in the murder of Oscar Grant. So we'll make that known while we're there as well, because we've got to press these issues forward. Time is gone. Some may say, well, you don't have time to do all that you want to do. No, we don't have time to do all that we want to do. We never have time. Some folks felt like Harriet Tubman didn't have time to get folks off the plantation. Frederick Douglass didn't have time to become an abolitionist. Martin Luther King didn't have time to demand civil. No, we never have time. So we're going to make it known that justice must be served, and we've got to find those that are willing to serve it properly and in the interest of the people. So we'd like to take a moment to get your concerns and thoughts. Yes.
First of all, brothers and sisters, I apologize for the way I'm dressed. I wouldn't normally come to church like this, but I was at the park. I have 10 bundles, or 14 bundles of 10 of these posters, which we would like to have everybody take and put up. So if you're one of the 14 people in this room who can put up 10 of these posters, they're right over on the side of the room over here. Please take them. They're advertising the turnout that we want to have on Monday at the courthouse. I also have a few flyers that also have the teach-in tomorrow and the details for the court appearance on Monday, and that is pretty much what but that's a very practical and real thing. We have to get these posters out.
We're not going to let Oscar Grant's name go in vain. We want to keep this case right in the front. What you're seeing, because again, of the murder of those officers, every week there's something new happening about police that have been killed. Memorial here, they went to D.C., had another one out there. They brought back another one, put up new names and engraved them on the wall in OPD. While certainly we are saddened by the loss of any innocent life, that's not my point. My point here is that the common media have taken the position that the Oscar Grant case is gone. We are not going to let it go away, and so please take flyers, the posters, distribute them in every arena.
In a few days, we'll have additional flyers and posters for Caravan for Justice 3, which again is on Tuesday, May the 26th. We want you to take the emails that we send you. Mass distribute them to whatever communication networks that you have. If it's Twitter, if it's Facebook, if it's MySpace, if it's IndyBay.org. Whatever your forum is, take what we're giving you and share it throughout the community. Of course, we have our own black newspaper, which covers everything that we do, and that's the Bayview newspaper, and its editor is here with us. We're honored by his presence. Brother Wilson, did you want to share anything about our... Okay. Any other thoughts or comments? Reverend Newton.
Some of you are aware that when we first started doing these town hall meetings here, it was in response to actually two things. Operation Nutcracker and something that we were talking about with respect to the toxic triangle. You all remember that. And you'll remember that the right down the street at, I believe it's, is that 30th?
36th.
Is that 31st? 31st in San Pablo, is that what it is? Well, just a couple of blocks down the street on San Pablo, there's a vacant lot that that is a site right now that the EPA has information up about. They have flyers. They're about to do excavation. They're about to tap into whatever poisons are underneath there. Remember in the news last year, it came out that people in the community were getting sick. I would encourage you to get that information because the scope of work starts this week. And they give information on the flyers and the other information about how the public can get additional information. The other thing is that I regret that I was unable to be at the housing meeting because I heard that the reason that the Reverend Brown and others were trying to mess with the Nation of Islam school is that they just don't want it to be around because of the payment of rent. And I would just say that, that if anybody was going to be paying rent, it needs to be the housing authority to the Mohawk-Ohlone Indian,
that's right,
whose land all of that is on. And I know that there are people from various Native nations that might have spoke to that issue. And if they were going to really want to talk about paying some rent, and our brother over here, he wasn't able to make it. I wasn't able to make it. But what would you have him pay rent about?
Reparations.
See, yeah. So they owe up. So then we got to make sure that when they're over there talking about that school could be paying rent, that it really the rent is long overdue to the Native people and the reparations for that.
This is our Reverend Williams, the reparations reverend.
I am not going to speak on reparation today, but what I will say on reparation that we are going before communicating with quite a few congressmen there in Washington, D.C. And I noticed that the local office in the different states, when I go to them in the cities, they say, if you send whatever you send to us, it goes to the main office. So we're sending everything to the main office, and I'm working with some of the congressmen people there to set up a meeting there for us there in June. So hoping that we will get them to not only help support reparation, but to sponsor this movement of reparation because they are able to do that. What I would like to say, I want to say to the Oscar Grant family, and I want to thank God for Minister Keith Mohammed. Let's give him a big round of applause. Thank you. He's been working hard, so hard in the community here for years. I mean, you know, this ain't not, he ain't no, just no late comer. And you can hear him talk, you realize that. Okay, the man is powerful, well knowledgeable, and he's a God-sent man. You know, there is so much going on now until we just can't bring out everything that's going on. But one of the things that we need to do in our communities, in our city, we need to monitor the police as much as we can, make notes of things, because there is a big tag right now on the community of minorities by the police. I just like to say quickly, when Patty Hearst was kidnapped, every black person in San Francisco was jacked up. You know what I mean? Jacked up Willie Brown, right downtown, and everything. He looked like Santa Cruz to them, you know? I ain't never seen a black man look like Santa Cruz. And, you know, the FBI has come up in my house. You know what I mean? We saw somebody in the window that looked like Santa Cruz. You know what I mean? What I want to say right now is that out in our community now, there is a big type. They just jack it up, blacks and other minorities. I mean, going and coming, you know, a lot of for no reason, because a lot of my family and friends have been jacked up for nothing. And then you have to be careful when you, if you pull over, you have to make sure somebody watch the police, and when they go in your car, they look up on the seat or whatever, because what they would do, they would plant stuff on you. They would plant drugs, they would put a gun down on you, okay? The police have guns, they're called throwaways. A lot of people don't know that. And a lot of these people out here, in the last few weeks, there's been a lot of people shot and killed by the police. They said they pull a knife. Hey, how many people you think gonna pull a knife on a police when he got a gun and you gonna pull a knife on him? Now, this is how they get away, by murdering a lot of minorities, blacks and other minorities out here. By all this impunity and all this junk come on TV by the police. They charged the police, he was doing this. Wasn't nobody there to witness. They didn't have no camera there like they did with Oscar Grant. But there's a lot of murders going on right now by the police. And they're jacking you up left and right. I just want to say that. And I want y'all, I thank God for all of y'all here. And I just can't say some of the things I would like to say, but I love you. I love you all. I love everybody that's coming and support this meeting here. And there's some bigger things yet to happen. I'm going to do my best to go to Sacramento. I've been down for about 8 days, you know what I mean? But the Lord raised me back up again. Thank God.
Is anyone here from Cop Watch, Oakland, or Berkeley? Cop Watch, of course, advises us to learn how to use your cell phones. Most of the footage that we have seen of the murder of Oscar Grant were captured on cell phone cameras. So if you've got a cell phone, and I know sometimes we get a little older and it's got more gadgets to it than we intend to use, but figure out that recording gadget.
Yeah.
On many occasions, you can press one button, and it will begin to record. Make sure you do yourself the favor to learn how to do this, because you never know when what's recorded on that phone may be the record that protects your case, or maybe even saves your life when the officer recognizes that he, in fact, is being recorded. So learn the systems that can help protect you. And if you see wrongdoing being done, we may need to have in everybody that was on the BART platform with a cell phone the night that Oscar was killed to come in so we can personally thank them all for their service and for informing the community of what happened with Brother Oscar by recording it on the various phones. And I don't know if anyone has contact with all of those images that we were able to see, but if you do, if you're one of them, let us know, because we surely owe you all a debt of gratitude. Were there any closing questions? Yes, sir.
I invited this brother right here, his sister right here. This is a brother from San Francisco, named Bernard Lewis. This is a real good friend of mine. We've lost two brothers in the streets itself. And this is a brother who works with, he's a president of the Kings of Cali in San Francisco, who's basically, I've been in his ear for the last, you know, last 6 months. Like, Jamon was in my ear for a whole year before I finally took 2 feet and came involved myself. And to give him opportunity to hear this and to let him know the importance of what you mean to us, brother, and how we need you to come in and mobilize with us, brother, at the same time, because this brother right here has been through what I've been through. You know, we've been to prison, we did things in the streets, but now we're doing things that are positive ways. And I wanted to invite you, my brother, to let you know how important that you are with the same influence that we use on the streets in a negative way at that particular time in our life. Now, God has given us another chance and an opportunity to take that same drive that we have and use it in a positive way. But this time, we're doing it as God's work. You feel what I'm saying? It's not an illusion of what we thought back then that we were doing was right. And your influence that you have on the streets, my brother, and the influence that God gives you that he can really use you as his vessel, my brother, and the people that you're tied into. This brother is tied into thousands of men who are riding on bikes who have two strikes, who have children who have two strikes, who have fathers who are in prison such as myself, who have life sentences like my dad, and brother has 20 brothers and sisters who are locked up under the federal laws. And I want you to know how important it is for you to mobilize with us in this movement. And we welcome you to the movement, my brother, to come in and use the influence that God really has for you to use, such as he's using me for the people. Not as the things that we thought was individual gain at the particular time of life, but now to allow him to use us to help a nation of people, black, white, Polynesians, and every nationality. So we invite you to invite the desperados and the tens of thousands of brothers when you go down to L.A., because eventually the movement is moving. And eventually we're going to mobilize with our brothers from L.A. And the brothers, the bikers. So we asking you, my brother, to get each brother who in the coalition of the bikes and invite them to come in and see what is needed to be done, because we're in a state of crisis, especially among black men, along with people of color, including poor whites. And you're needed, my brother, at this particular time. You're needed. And the deaths that took place with your two brothers will not be in vain. You see what I'm saying? And the fathers that are in prison will know that we're out here fighting for them, the three strikes, and that they don't just sit there wondering, but man, is anybody still fighting for us? Excuse my language. You feel what I'm saying? Because a lot of us are under two strikes. And we just that close from being one strike away from being locked up in prison. And we consent to the death if we don't do nothing about it. Okay, my brother? So come on and join us. And we look forward to it, brother. And sister, you too. Thank you. Go to the sisters that have been in prison. Tell them they got a purpose. They need to get here. And we need them here. And it's a job for everybody. But this is a movement, not a meeting. We hear it all the time. And this is even we dead gone that we continue to push, okay? Yes, all right. Go ahead.
Sisters and brothers, I think we've covered our events and belabored our time. Again, we want to give our church a chance to finish its work so they can have a wonderful service in the morning. Did you learn something today?
Yes.
Did you feel that you benefited from the meeting today?
Yes.
Then let's make sure that on Monday morning, the schedule permits, and even if it doesn't, come and join us at the Alameda County Courthouse, 1225 Fallon, 8 o'clock a.m., as we make known before the media and the world our demands for justice for Oscar Grant, and of course those that are able to go into the courtroom to go and watch for ourselves whether or not justice will be served in Alameda County. Again, on that day, we will be making the final filing against Alameda County District Attorney Tom Orloff. So by the time we come back next Saturday, we should be ready to let him know how many thousands of people are really disturbed about his inaction to bring justice for Oscar Grant. And if we get enough thousands, and he'll be out before his term is done. And whoever it is that should be brought in to replace him will know forever that this is not the kind of community that you can just enhance three strikes on, fill up prisons with, and not find that the community will stand up and demand it as you find us guilty. Surely you got to see that Johannes Mesley is a man guilty and should spend the rest of his days in prison. So, sisters and brothers, we thank you all for your time and for your attention. I'm going to ask Reverend Buford if he would close us out with prayer. Please stand.
Thank you.
Give yourselves a big round of applause.
eternal God, we come at this moment getting ready to leave, but we just want to send good energy and good prayers in the way of little Tatiana, who's having her fifth birthday today, her first birthday without her father. We ask that you would watch over this little girl and protect her, keep her in the palm of your hand. Inspire us to be good family members for her and the other people who are suffering close to this Oscar Grant situation. Dismiss us from this place, but not from thy presence. May the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, and the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen.